have not yet been released. They are being held in a juvenile detention center and have been charged with firearms offenses and resisting arrest. One woman was killed. 22 other people were injured while celebrating the Super Bowl victory by the NFL's Kansas City Chiefs over the San Francisco 49ers. And visitors and residents hoping to enjoy the sunshine, warmth, and tranquility of Florida will be out of luck this weekend, and that could affect the Florida Daytona 500 at the Daytona International Speedway. Looking ahead here, and this story is really badly written that just came over the wires. The Daytona 500 scheduled to take off on Sunday. Also, an Xfinity Series United Rentals 300 today. AccuWeather is advising fans to plan on rainy conditions for those races.
Steel City Weather.
That'll teach me to read the story before I start reading it. Looking locally for mostly cloudy skies with a chance of snow showers this afternoon and a high of 31. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 18. Mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 38. Washington's birthday, President's Day, is Monday. Mostly sunny, high 43. And then on Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 51. Right now, 32 in Butler, 27 in Washington, 28 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowood in Oakland, it's 29 degrees, and the Gaslight Anthem. Going to take us to news time with new music on Radio 9.
Maybe you're a goner.
music from the Gaslight Anthem. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jthurbershow.com. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. No, wait. Yeah, WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. That's right, isn't it? Does that sound correct to you? I have no idea. I know this much. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Future Story News in San Francisco, I'm Ira Spitzer with a look back at the week's top stories. The Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny has died in prison. Navalny was the country's most prominent critic of the Putin government and had been serving a 19-year jail sentence at an Arctic penal colony. FSN's Julia Chapman reports from London.
Russia's prison service said that Alexei Navalny went for a walk on Friday morning, started to feel unwell, and then collapsed. They say medical workers were unable to resuscitate him. Navalny's political team has sent a lawyer to the Arctic prison facility to confirm the news. The Kremlin says it has been informed but has no information about the cause of death. It says an investigation is ongoing. He has long been an anti-Putin activist, carrying out investigations into corruption in the Putin inner circle. He continued to oppose Vladimir Putin's rule right up to the very last moment. In one of his most recent court appearances on February 8th, he told the judges there that they should vote against Vladimir Putin in the upcoming presidential election next month. That opposition may have ultimately sealed his fate.
A New York judge ordered Donald Trump to pay over $350 million in damages after finding the former president liable for fraud. After a marathon court case, Judge Arthur Engoron also barred Trump from doing business in New York. FSN's Jody Jacobs reports from New York.
The lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James accused the former president and his sons of repeated and persistent fraud that included falsifying business records and financial statements to get better bank loans. The order by the judge here in New York comes after repeated denials by Donald Trump, even labeling the case a political vendetta. The former president still has to answer to four other criminal cases, including one here in New York related to hush money payments ahead of the 2016 election. This is the second judgment against Trump this year. Last month, he was hit with an $83 million verdict in the defamation case against him. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Israeli airstrikes intensified in and around Rafah in southern Gaza amid reports displaced Palestinians were beginning to flee the area, which was once declared a safe zone. FSN's Sarah Coates has more from Tel Aviv.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing to press ahead with this offensive into Rafah amid widespread international concern for the some 1.5 million displaced Palestinians who are sheltering there. Australia, Canada and New Zealand just the latest to issue a statement saying they're gravely concerned, warning Israel against the offensive, adding a ceasefire is urgently needed. Sarah Coates, Tel Aviv.
From ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
About 6 foot
Fauci on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Don't forget you can follow me on social media, Mastodon, Facebook, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Coming up later on in the program, more music for President's Day weekend. 28 degrees right now with the sound of the Allman Brothers.
Jay Thurber.
Music.
Look at that.
What's your name?
For lovers who wander, yeah, whoa. She took my love, said you're not coming back. Thought my world and my sky would all turn to black. Now I see the light, I'm wise to her. 'Cause I found that place for lovers who wander, yeah, whoa. For lovers who wander, yeah, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, she took my love, you see. Oh, she doesn't bother me. Yeah, I found that place to be. Yeah, oh, yeah, I walked around, I'm thinking about her. I never thought I could live without her. She broke my heart, I really showed it. Look at me now, you'd never know it now. My story can be told.
Dion here on Radio 9 at 119. Much more music time. More new music coming your way in just a couple of minutes. We'll also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast.
blue lights, big crowd, jukebox, play loud, no tears, no cares, everybody rocking everywhere. And won't be home tonight. Rock house, we're going to the rock house, rock, rock
Little Lost Wax there from Roy Orbison on Radio 9. At 1:21 chime time, more new music coming your way this hour from, not from Finnegan's Wake. How about that? You like that? If you don't, well, you're in big trouble. You're going to hear it anyways. We are in the midst of demolition. Punk from the Electric Crush is here right now. Cutting holes in the walls, and our board chair will be down shortly to help stick things to the walls. And why we're cutting holes in it, and we're also sticking things on it. But, you know, it's how we roll down here at the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation. Don't forget to check out the website at jthurbershow.com. Stay tuned at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies for smooth, relaxing, and easy. If you remember all those great soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, Eric O'Brien brings them back to you every Saturday afternoon. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Check out the website at pbrtv.com/SRE. Find him on Facebook at Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, or just stay tuned at 3 o'clock to 88.3 WRCT, freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, and the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Heritage Community Transportation connects communities and residents to employment, retail centers, and the Pittsburgh Regional Transit Network. For just 25 cents a ride, you can catch a Heritage Community bus in Braddock, East McKeesport, East Pittsburgh, McKeesport, Monroeville, North Braddock, North Versailles, Portview, Turtle Creek, Wilmerding, White Oak, and the surrounding area. The fare is just 25 cents for adults 12 years and older. For more information, go to heritageserves.org. That's heritageserves.org, or call them at 412-351-0535. And now be a good time? No, I would wait until Monday. What about now? Monday. Now? Monday. What else to tell you about? Next week's show is only on Tube City Online Radio. Our flagship station, 88.3 WRCT, is doing Massive Music Weekend. That schedule is now out. I don't know if it's up on the WRCT website yet or not, but the show next week only on Tube City Online Radio. So you're going to have to learn how your Alexa or Amazon Echo or Siri or whatever works, because you're going to have to play the show on Tube City Online Radio. But I promise it will be a slamming show next Saturday afternoon from noon until 3.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it going to be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman wants. Whether you believe it or not,
Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance of snow showers and a high near 31 degrees. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 18. Mostly sunny on Sunday, high 38. Washington's birthday, President's Day, is Monday. State, federal, and local offices are closed. Mostly sunny on Monday with a high 43. Mostly sunny then on Tuesday with a high near 51. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 28 in Butler. It's 27 with snow falling in Washington. 27 now outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 29 at WRCT with new music from Finnegan's Wake. That moment of silence for silent meditation was provided for you by this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Johnson, Pennsylvania's Physician General. We've made progress against COVID in PA. That's because the COVID vaccines are proven safe and effective. Schedule your vaccine appointment today. You have the power to finish this.
Paid for with Pennsylvania.
See, I knew that was going to happen. That stupid machine has crashed again. Luckily, we are getting a new studio, and with the new studio, we are getting a new computer. So this computer can just, I don't know what it can go do to itself, but if it's going to behave like this, then we don't want it around anyways, do we? That's exactly right. Everybody out there knows the fiction that apples never crash. It's funny stuff. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It is 1:30. Here's Tommy James and the Shondells.
What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh. People are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, ooh. Crystal blue. Better get ready. Gonna see the light. Love, love is the answer. Ooh, and that's all right. So don't you give up.
Music. Well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird is a winner. Well,
7.
Touch that dial.
Music, 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 music. Just as long as I am tall, Lord, 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 shoot that woman, catch me a cannonball. You know if I can't have her,
be walking. With another man today. She told me.
The sound made when a sheep explodes.
Wonderful weekend.
So safe, so sane.
The Brooklyn Bridge here on Radio 9. Before that, Bill Haley and his comments. It is President's Day weekend. We're going to hear a little bit more about some of our famous leaders and the true stories behind the story that's behind the story. That's coming up right after this.
Hello?
Yo, John.
Oh, hey, Nick. Tell me about that party last night.
That party was banging. There were so many hot chicks there, dude.
I heard. Oh, no.
You all right, dude? John, are you there?
Distracted driving causes almost 6,000 deaths in the U.S. each year. If you aren't keeping your eyes on the road, you're endangering both yourself and your passengers. Don't be afraid to speak up.
Drive safe, PA.
This message has been brought to you by PennDOT and North Hills Senior High.
I don't know if anybody got a card for him, but Abraham Lincoln's birthday, I believe, was yesterday.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Newhart.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Many of you may have read The Hidden Persuaders. It's about advertising. And one of the points the book made was that the real danger of the public relations man or the advertising man was that they were creating images. And they felt that in the presidential campaigns, the candidates were really getting closer and closer together. There was no real difference between them. And you were really voting for the man. And this got me to thinking, supposing this science were as far advanced during the Civil War as it is today, and there was no Lincoln. Now, the advertising people, realizing this, would have had to create a Lincoln. And I think they would have gone about it something like this. This is a telephone conversation between Abe and his press agent just before Gettysburg. Hi, Abe, sweetheart, how are you again? How's Gettysburg? Sort of a drag, huh? Well, Abe, you know them small Pennsylvania towns. You seen one, you seen them all. Right. Listen, Abe, I got the note. What's the problem? You're thinking of shaving it off. Abe, don't you see that's part of the image? Right, with the shawl and the stovepipe and the string tie. You don't have the shawl. Where's the shawl, Abe? You left it in Washington. What are you wearing, Abe? A sort of cardigan? Abe, don't you see that doesn't fit with the string tie and the beard? Abe, would you leave the beard on and get the shawl, huh? All right, now what's this about Grant? You're getting a lot of complaints on Grant's drinking, huh? Abe, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't see the problem. I mean, you knew he was a lush when you pointed him, you see him? You're gag writers. Yeah, you're gag writers here. You want to come back with something funny, huh? Maybe an anecdote about a town drunk. Well, I can't promise anything, Abe. I'll get him working on it. Abe, you got the speech. Abe, you haven't changed the speech, have you? Abe, what do you change the speeches for? A couple minor changes, I'll bet. All right, what are they? You what? You typed it. Abe, how many times have we told you on the backs of envelopes? I understand it's harder to read that way, Abe, but it looks like you wrote it on the train coming down or something like that. Abe, could you do this? Could you memorize it and then put it on the backs of the envelopes? We're getting a lot of play in the press on that. How are the envelopes holding on? You can stand another box. All right, what else, Abe? You change 87 to 87? I understand you mean the same thing, Abe. Well, Abe, that's meant to be a grabber. Abe, we test marketed that in Erie, and they went out of their minds about it. Trust Well, Abe, it's sort of like Mark Anthony saying, friends, Romans, countrymen, I've got something I want to tell you. You see what I mean, Abe? What else? People will little note nor long remember. Abe, what could possibly be wrong with that? They'll remember it. Hey, they'll remember it. It's the old humble bit. You can't say it's a great speech. I think everybody's going to remember it, Abe. You come off a bragger, don't you see that? Hey, do the speech the way Charlie wrote it, would you? The inaugural address swung, didn't it? All right, anything else? You talk to some newspaper men. Abe, I wish you wouldn't talk to newspaper men. Well, you always put your foot in. No, that's just what I mean, Abe. No. You were a rail splitter, then an attorney. Hey, Abe, it doesn't make any sense that way. I mean, you wouldn't give up your law practice to become a rail splitter, don't you? Would you read the biog, Abe? You'll save a lot of trouble on this end. Abe, listen, before I forget, the manufacturer is coming out with the Abe Lincoln T-shirt on Tuesday. Could you work that into the address somewhere, Abe? Play it by ear, whatever you can do. Abe, have you got a pencil and paper there? Would you take this down? You can fool all of the people some of the time, and some of the people all of the time. But you can't fool all the people all the time. Well, you keep doing it differently. The last quote I got was, you can fool all the people all the time. And you're... Hold on. They come up with a thing on Grant. Right. Good. God. Yeah, all beautiful. Yeah, hey, listen to this. They got a beautiful squelch on Grant. Right. The next time they bug you about Grant's drinking, right, you tell them what, you're going to find out what brand he drinks and send a case of it to all your other generals. No. It's like the brand was the reason he won. No. Abe, use it. It's funny. Trust me on this. Saturday night. Oh, Abe, I'm sorry. I'm gonna be in New York Saturday night. A bridge party at the White House. Oh, Abe, I'd love to make it. How about Seward? You try him. He'll be out of town too, huh? Oh, you and what's your name? Be home alone. Mary, be home alone. Huh? Listen, Abe, why don't you take in a play? I'll be talking to you. Go on.
Bob Newhart with Abe Lincoln versus Madison Avenue here on Radio 9 on this President's Day weekend.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Free agent pitcher Chase Anderson is in agreement with the Pittsburgh Pirates on a minor league contract. Sources are telling MLB Insider the deal includes an invite to spring training. Pittsburgh Penguins legend Jaromir Jagr skated with the team this morning. His jersey, number 68, is scheduled to be retired on Sunday. Jagr took to the ice this morning in full gear and participated in the team's drills. The 52-year-old is an active player in his native Czech Republic, or in his naked Czech Republic. Depends on what part of the Czech Republic you're in, I suppose. The Pittsburgh Penguins may still yet have a deal for Jake Guentzel, even though the forward is missing a month with an upper body injury. The Pens will not have him back in the lineup until March 10 at the earliest. He's currently on long-term injured reserve, but he remains, according to the Hockey News, one of the hottest topics on the trade market. In college basketball action, the Louisville Cardinals are at the Pete today to take on the Pitt Panthers men's team. Game gets underway at 6:30. The Pitt Panthers women are taking on Clemson tomorrow at 12 noon. That game is on the road. The Duquesne Dukes men hosting St. Joe's today at 2:30. And practice for the Daytona 500 has been canceled today due to inclement weather. That race gets underway tomorrow, depending, again, on the weather forecast down there in Florida. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. It is cloudy out there and cold. Looking for a possibility of snow showers this afternoon at a high of 31 degrees. Cloudy overnight with a low of 18. Mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 38. Monday is President's Day, mostly sunny with a high near 43. 28 right now in Butler, 27 in Washington. It's 27 here in McKeesport, where construction continues apace, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 29 degrees right now at WRCT. The Rockets are going to take us to news time. Music from the Rockets. I'm Jay Thurber. You're tuned to 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. More oldies on the other side of this. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
I don't think in any way that this is Kansas City. I do think that there is a gun violence challenge in this community and many others, and there certainly is a gun violence challenge as it relates to major events.
Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lewis says the deadly shooting at a Super Bowl celebration could change public events there. Police say one person was killed and more than 20 injured in a matter of minutes when an argument turned violent. Lucas and other U.S. mayors are calling for gun safety laws, including universal background checks. The White House confirms Russia has what it calls a troubling anti-satellite weapon. House Intelligence Chair Mike Turner publicly urged the information be declassified. White House spokesperson John Kirby says that was already underway when Turner regrettably spoke.
Starting with private engagement rather than immediately publicizing the intelligence could be a much more effective approach.
Meanwhile, the White House is criticizing Speaker Mike Johnson for declaring a House recess before voting on a Senate-passed foreign aid package. Johnson may refuse to bring the bill to the floor without tough immigration provisions. A New York judge says Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial will start March 25th. The former president is accused of falsifying business records during his 2016 campaign to cover up an affair with porn star Stormy Daniels. Meanwhile, Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis is defending herself against efforts to remove her from Trump's election interference and racketeering case in Georgia. Willis has acknowledged an affair with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, but denies she benefited financially or that it has any bearing on the case.
You're confused. You think I'm on trial. These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial, no matter how hard you try to put me on trial.
The case hasn't been set for trial, and his federal election interference case is waiting on a Supreme Court immunity ruling. Republicans in the battleground state of Wisconsin have approved new legislative maps proposed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says the state legislature, controlled by the GOP since 2011, could now be up for grabs.
Given the circumstance, the legislature is faced with two choices: either pass the governor's maps as is, or allow the liberal majority of the Wisconsin Supreme Court to gerrymander the state.
But Democrats argue the state's high court should draw new maps so they can go into effect before November. Michigan Republicans have officially ousted their state party chair, Christina Caramo. Party members cited poor fundraising and election denial rhetoric that's alienating voters. Caramo calls her removal discriminatory.
Anybody can throw out accusations. It's very cheap. It's very easy. But what claims do they make to substantiate their accusations?
Former Congressman Pete Hoekstra got Trump's endorsement and will take over the job. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you?
Radio 9.
Weekend music power.